Hi everyone, and welcome to another review on the Literati Reviews podcast. Today we'll be looking at a TV show, a change from 1984, the last book that we did. We'll be looking at a TV show that has been out for a couple of years now, concluded last year, but definitely is leaving an impact on everybody, especially in the times that we live in now. Today we'll be talking about BoJack Horseman. Now, we know TV shows can be a borderline religious experience for a lot of us, whether it be watching detectives psychoanalyze serial killers in mid-70s America, or just holding your breath as your favorite on-screen Regency-era British couple waltz away. Shows just have a way of getting into our psyche in a variety of ways. We berate ourselves, but also feel a lot of satisfaction in the way we just power through episodes. Now, when it comes to BoJack Horseman, though, it's a show that lures you in with the world of anthropomorphic animals and witty writing. But just looking under the surface, it explores everything that we critique our world for. Having the titular character be a horse is a genius way for us to both disconnect and immerse ourselves in issues. BoJack is an actor from a concluded hit 90s show named Horsin' Around. That's exhibit A of why this show has such amazing writing. His modern, chic style house in Los Angeles is overlooking the entire city, but it feels incredibly secluded and incredibly alone. And that, I feel, is also, from the get-go, a perfect metaphor for his state of mind. The show begins as BoJack tries to find someone to help him write his autobiography and meets Diane, a writer who's willing to do so. Though it takes some time to get up to speed in the first season, and maybe a bit into the second season, BoJack Horseman is a show that explores some of the deepest questions we ask ourselves that we'd never ask aloud. Now, when it comes to the writing behind BoJack Horseman, it's some of the most poignant and introspective work we've seen on television. From exploring the sensations of his drug and booze-fueled benders, to giving a very incredibly accurate portrayal of sexuality and personal relationships, the show really does do it all. The show utilizes nearly every modern sitcom trope and does to it kind of like what an over-enthusiastic parent does with balloon animals. It twists it into something you never expected to see coming and leaves you in shock at the outcome. Now, bad party tricks aside, seeing the show depict human relationships in a very real manner and stripping back all the layers of fantasy left me feeling very mentally bare, and it's a feeling that I share with a lot of the people I've watched it with too. But it also imbues you with a sense of optimism in the midst of all this nihilism, though that may seem slightly ironic. A curious point that comes up as the show progresses is whether the self-awareness of the plot reflected the opinion of the makers of the show. Now, by this I mean in questioning tropes of popular television and modern cinema and the Hollywood lifestyle. The show seems to ask itself whether it came all this way and tried to show this much development for no real visible change in the inhabitants of its world. This perspective that they give us, it asks us if we can empathize and not excuse or sympathize with characters. And that's at the core of what makes BoJack Horseman carry itself so well. It allows us to reflect on our own identity through its own action of laying itself bare for the world to see. The show paints a vivid picture of reality through a medium we often look to for an escape. As BoJack himself states so poignantly at a point, "I feel like my life is just a series of unrelated wacky adventures." And while you may feel the same initially, watching the show really leaves us silently taking it to heart. Well, that's about all I've got written for this, and honestly, this show leaves me with a bit of an existential crisis midway through watching and at many points through the show. So, in order to end this on a good note, I'll say that please do watch this show with a friend. Not for mental health concerns or anything, but genuinely because the act of exchanging what you both observe and things in the background, some genuinely gorgeous puns that show up. Just exchanging with a friend really helps lighten the mood and genuinely can be such a mood lifter, especially when we're all stuck at home and we're all cooped up in our rooms. On that note, I'll end this episode. Thank you so much for watching. Please do tune in for more episodes. I'll be putting up more reviews and opinion pieces here and there. Work does call though, so we can't really give like a defined schedule. But thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate your time, and stay safe, everybody. Thank you.